Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh aliyah of Parshat Tzav. In this aliyah, the miluim process, the inauguration process of the Mishkan is complete. Moshe anoints the Kohanim with the Shemen HaMishcha and some blood from the Mizbeach. And the Kohanim are told about the halachot of eating meats from Korbanot. And then Moshe tells the Kohanim that this whole procedure, the miluim that we have been hearing about in this parsha, this procedure will repeat for 7 days. That is, in other words, for the next 6 days. And the next parsha, Parshat Shmini, the eighth day, we're going to hear about Aharon HaKohen taking over as the Kohen Gadol. When the Torah tells us that Moshe repeated the miluim ceremony for 7 days, the Torah says in Perek Chet, Pasuk Lamed Daled, Ka'asher asa bayom hazeh, Tziva Hashem la'asot l'chaper aleichem. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Masechet Yoma Daf Gimel Amud Bet, which tells us that this pasuk is referring to the Para Aduma and to the Avoda on Yom Kippur. The pasuk is teaching us, according to the Gemara, that just like Moshe worked for 7 days during the miluim process, so too the Kohen who performs the Avoda of the Paraduma and the Kohen Gadol who performs the Avoda on Yom Kippur must separate themselves from their families for 7 days. Moshe worked for 7 days to prepare for the inauguration of the Mishkan, so the Kohanim of Yom Kippur and the Paraduma must separate for 7 days in preparation for their Avoda. How did we get to Yom Kippur and Paraduma? The pasuk doesn't mention either of them, but the Gemara learns the following. When the Torah said, la'asot, to do, ka'asher asa bayom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asot, the Gemara says this hints to and refers to the Paraduma ceremony. And when the Torah said, l'chaper aleichem, ka'asher asa bayom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asot, l'chaper aleichem, that hints to and refers to the Avoda on Yom Kippur. However, we must ask the following question. I can understand how L'chaper Aleichem hints to the Avoda on Yom Kippur. That is the day of Kapara, L'chaper Aleichem. But how does La'asot refer to the Para Aduma? A beautiful answer is given by Rav Zev Wolf Landau of Strykov, the Strykov Rebbe. He died in 1891. He was a Talmud of the Kutzker Rebbe. This is found in his Sefer on the Chumash, Zer Zahav. The Sefer was published in Warsaw in 1901. And in that Sefer, in the back of the Sefer, in the Hashmatot section called Imrot Taharot, The Strykov Rebbe says the following on our pasuk in the name of his father, of Avraham Landau, who was the Chiachechnov Rebbe. In any case, this is what the Strykov Rebbe says as to why the word la'asot in our pasuk refers to the Para Aduma. Asiyat Hashlemut, who rak kishe'oseh hadavar bli shum chakirat ta'am. Ubli shum shinui, rak mamash kasher yatza mipi hamitzuve. Says the Strykover, most of the time, when people do things, they do them because they think they understand why they're doing those things. This includes things in our everyday lives, and it also includes doing mitzvot. We give tzedakah because we see someone in trouble and our tzedakah will help them. We give truma because we know that it's one of the gifts that the Kohen receives so that he'll be free to serve in the Mikdash, etc., etc. With every mitzvah, we do these mitzvot because we think we understand why we're doing these mitzvot. They're beautiful and very special. But the main reason we perform mitzvot, the highest level of performing mitzvot, is doing those mitzvot exclusively because Hashem commanded us to perform those mitzvot. That is the highest and truest expression of performing a mitzvah. Doing just because God told me, and for no other reason. That is possible, and that's encouraged in every mitzvah, but it's most easily expressed when we perform a chok, a mitzvah that has no reason that is apparent to you and to me. We perform a chok for only one reason. Because Hashem commanded us. There can't be any other reason because we're not aware of any other reason. It's a chok. And what's the quintessential chok? The Para Aduma. And that is the hint in our pasuk. Kasher asa bayom hazet tziva Hashem la'asot. Moshe did the mitzvot la'asot. Just to do them because God told him la'asot. And what is la'asot? What is doing? What is the quintessential doing? The Para Aduma. May we be zochet to perform all mitzvot on that level. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.